Okay.
Hello, everyone. I'm amazed actually and humbled to have one of the greatest digital content creators that I know
Oh,
in person of Excellency, Her Royal Majesty, the Queen of TikTok, Wumiye Ojo. You're welcome to the Debo Taiwo Talk Show. How
thank you.
are you today?
I'm good. Labor Day holiday, so it's a chill day.
It's a chill day indeed.
Yeah,
It's a
it's a
chill day
chill day.
indeed.
It's a
It's a
chill
chill
day.
day
How are
indeed.
you?
I am well. It's been a little bit busy for me. I've had, a few recordings today as well. But of course, it's been a chill day. So just having fun.
Yay. Thank you for
Just
having me on here.
the least I could do. Least I could do.
Thank you.
Thank you, to be honest. Thank you again for honoring my invitation. It's a pleasure. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Honestly.
Now we're gonna get started. Very simple round of questions. So it doesn't feel like an interview. Let me just kind of ask you. Maybe some of your followers would like to know you. I would like to know you a little bit more as well. Can you just tell us a bit about your background? Just touch base about your educational background and, just a little bit of summary about that. Yeah, let's start from there.
Educational background. I got my bachelor's degree in psychology,
Oh,
and
indeed.
yeah, and then I found myself doing international human resources.
Okay.
That was peer pressure, to be honest.
Okay.
Yes, that
What would you really
was
have
peer
loved to
pressure.
do?
Well, I would have really loved to do what I actually ended up doing, which was, yeah, I started getting my PhD in conflict analysis and resolution because I found myself in the peace and conflicts field.
Okay.
Yeah, so I started that. I didn't finish, so I capped it at a master's. So now I have two masters.
Interesting.
But yes, my PhD that I started in conflict analysis and resolution actually is what basically led me to do my TikTok.
Interesting. I'm
Yeah.
talking about TikTok. How long have you been on the TikTok platform?
September 2022.
Interesting. So
Yes, I'm new.
in 2 years, you've been able to grow a followership of over 13,000. I mean, how were you able to do that? How easy was it for you to do that?
It was not even a strategy. I didn't even have a TikTok before. Like in August, I didn't have a TikTok account. September, I went on a trip and I recorded it and I made a video and I posted it and I forgot about it. And then 2 weeks later, my phone was just buzz, 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 and
Interesting.
that was my first viral video
Viral video.
over.
And
Yes.
the very first viral video, if you don't mind, was to where specifically?
Badagry. In
Badagry
Nigeria,
in
yes. So we
Nigeria, right?
went to the slave points in Badagry, yes.
Now, let's kind of deep dive a little bit. What influenced you to take a trip to Badagry and do a recording? Because I mean, from what you're saying, up until September 2022, you didn't have a TikTok account. So probably potentially you weren't recording all of the stuff that you're beginning to do right now. What influenced you to take that trip to Badagry? And why did you do the recording in that way? You could have gone still and just learned and just went back home. Why? There must have been a purpose. What influenced that
That's a
decision?
good question. I don't think anyone has ever asked me that. Well, I'd always wanted to go, first of all, but I was never in Nigeria long enough to take that trip. I was about to leave, and I was like, no, there is no, how can I be a Nigerian in Nigeria? And I have not been to Badagry. And so when I went there, honestly, just being there was so overwhelming. And I have put out educational content before, but nothing on our history, nothing on like the colonial history. So when I got there, it was very overwhelming, to be honest, Abel. It was so overwhelming, and I was like, this has to be shared. I
Interesting.
cannot know all of this of myself. So like after 5 minutes of being there, once our tour started, I started recording, and I was just like recording little bits. To be honest, it was more so to share with my family and friends, not for TikTok.
Not for TikTok.
Not for TikTok. It
Because
was
I
like
was
my
going to ask you,
family
for you to have
and
been recording, like I've seen that video, I've seen that clip. I think you posted it on LinkedIn recently.
I did,
So
yes.
I saw that on LinkedIn and I'm like, okay. And apparently I'm just getting to know you as well on that level, on what you do. But I was, stunned as to the detailing in you taking those recordings. And I'm almost tempted to say you've been doing that before now or before that time.
Not really. I haven't been the so I like videos. I do like creating videos. But what you saw was just raw footage. It wasn't for the intent, like it wasn't for the intention of putting it out there publicly. What like the video, all the mashup you saw was just me just saying, "Oh, daddy, look." Like for my dad, for my mom. It wasn't for
There was a part that I saw I think you took your sandals or your slippers, whatever you're wearing on, off, and then you walked them in the bush or in the water. I can't really remember now. And I'm like, I mean, from what you're saying right now, I'm like, wow, there must have been some, maybe, I don't know, maybe nature calling you, or maybe the universe, like they say, or maybe God inspiring you to do something that was kind of extraordinary. You know why I say this? Okay, so you probably didn't know, but I was born in Badagry. Yeah, I was born there. I am from Ogun State. Anyways, this interview is about you know me. So, but anyways, I was born in Badagry. I
Wow.
schooled in Badagry, Badagry Grammar School. I
What?
went to Lagos State University, Ojo. So I kind of have a fair idea of how that environment looks like. I've been there, and okay, so I went there once when I was in GSS 1 in 1998. So that's particular, which we'll deep down a little. We went to the four-story building. We went to all of this. And then, of course, when I got married in 2019, I took my wife there again. So it was like after
Amazing.
many years, we went there like maybe like 21 years after. But I appreciated the visit more. But you know, I took pictures, like I said, shared with family, like you were saying to your point, shared with family, ended there. And when I saw your video, I'm like, dude, you took some of the videos, right? Why didn't you
You
do
could have done that.
it?
I don't know. I was angry, to be honest. I was really angry.
I was
And
too.
yeah, and I'm an empath, so I absorb energy around me. I feel a lot of energy around me. When I got to that part where I took my shoes off, honestly, it was just look at that. It took us how many minutes to walk from that water
I didn't
area?
do that part though.
Oh, you
Yeah,
didn't?
I did not do that
It
part.
took me 20 minutes just to walk from that lake to the ocean. It took them 3 days to do that same walk, and people died along that route. I could not but take my shoes off in honor of that journey that they took. Like, I felt the ground. I felt it. And I was just so angry when I got home. Oh my God. First of all, you're from Badagry. You know, taking that journey is so long. The road is horrible. When I got home, I was filled with so much anger. So even like in the video when I was doing the voiceover, it was a lot of like emotion. And I'm like, who does this? Who does this to children, to babies? Do we not understand the like our history? Like what happened to our ancestors? How are we just so gentle about this? And then yeah, and then that video was birthed. But even when I put it on TikTok, I just put it there like, oh, okay. All right.
And then it went viral.
Yep, and then that happened. Yeah. I remember opening my phone and seeing 999, 999. I was like, what is that?
Interesting.
99,999 likes with a plus.
Interesting.
I
Interesting.
was like, is my phone broken?
Oh my God,
I think my
that must
TikTok
have
is
blown you
crashed.
away. How did that make you feel? You know, how I mean, you know, waking up eventually next morning or after a couple of days, like you said, and you saw over about 100,000 likes. How did that make you feel?
Day one, I was very confused. I thought maybe I was hacked. I was very confused, but then I saw the comments pouring in. By the time it reached 900,000 likes or 900,000 views, yes, by the time it reached 900,000 views, I was like, okay, people really like this. People really want to know more, and that's what encouraged me to do more.
Wow, that's impressive. And talking about doing more, what has been some of the challenges that you've faced, you know, doing what you do, you know, going out there to seek history about the black, you know, race, about, you know, the dark age? What have been some of the most, you know, crazy moments I would say that you've had?
The biggest challenge, to be honest, that I've faced is censorship, believe it or not. Because some social media platforms, they tend to flag or like suppress content that delves into certain aspects of Black history. For example, TikTok. I have been shadow banned before on TikTok.
Interesting. Can you
Yes.
clarify what you mean by shadow ban?
So it's when it's I don't even know how it works on their algorithm on their end, but then sometimes like things like content like that, people don't want to see it. And so sometimes I get some people who report my
Your
content.
page.
Yes, like I do get some racist comments on my page of people saying that what I'm putting out there is not real, or it's false, or it's been falsified, or it's been exaggerated. So yeah, so there's that issue. There is definitely is that issue. And again, another challenge is everything is self-funded. I go on these trips by myself on
By
my own.
yourself.
My last trip to Europe, also for Colonial, I call myself a historical traveler, by the way. I coined
Interesting. Historical
it.
traveler. I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
I did get support from a mentor, and that's the first time I'd actually gotten. But I will say, because now I've put this thing on my head and I do want to do it because a lot of people have questions and things have been birthed from this one small thing that I did. So that's definitely, the censorship and then just a lack of monetization options for educational content. Things that are monetized are more about like fashion and day in the life and all of that. But that is, it makes it kind of hard to sustain this kind of work. And yeah, also just like pushing back misinformation, because while I am here trying to put out the truth and trying to put out, just facts, there are other people that are saying that the slave trade never happened.
That's well, that's almost impossible that anyone would even want to narrate that.
Yeah,
Like
some
the
people are saying
fact.
that not just that it didn't happen, but that it was what's that, consensual? It was
It was a mutually agreement.
exactly, and it was a peaceful transaction that happened. So I see that out there, and it's just a reminder of why this work is important.
Well, so that point you've said now, even though I really don't want this conversation to center 100% on that topic, but what you've just said right now about being mutually beneficial at the time, might there might be a little bit of some elements of truth to it, but again, I don't know if you've seen, you might have, that's this Journey of the African Colony, if I'm not mistaken. It was a documentary released on Netflix by Oladipo Sashore, I guess, is a lawyer. He went to the UK, very similar to what you did, but he's focused more on how, the Westerners came into our shores, and obviously the Dark Age, but of course how they took over our Lagos as a colony, and then how they took over the rest of Nigeria from 1860 up until shortly in the 1900s, just before the amalgamation was made in 1914, and of course, up until the end when we got independence in 1960 and all of that stuff. And that documentary kind of like details to your point that even though it would seem like it was mutually beneficial, these guys would come in first of all to make you feel like you have to agree to our demands, even though we're gonna
Course,
we'll
of
do
course,
whatever we want to do, right?
yeah.
To your point, you have a point, but the pendulum can swing either way because
Yeah,
people
and then
talk and
when you say mutually beneficial, so you're talking, it's if that argument is mutually beneficial for a group of people against a minority, so it's some individuals, it wasn't a representation of the whole. So even in one of my videos, I talked about one of the leaders, like he was the person who was, trading the enslaved and all of that. It was just that one person. It wasn't like the rest of Nigerians or Africans. We said, oh, yes, we also want it. It was not peaceful. It was an aggressive transaction.
That was
So
aggressive indeed.
for me, in no way at all, was it mutually beneficial, because
Okay.
what even what we were trading was not balanced. It was exploitative. It was them coming and forcing, especially like if you go to Kenya, just saying put your thumbprints, and they're putting their thumbprints and they're signing away their lives, signing away their land. Communication was not, it was nothing was transparent about what was happening. They didn't know what was going on. They're coming with their English language. We had our own languages too, our own traditional language. Communicate to me. It was no at all. So yeah.
Communication would have definitely been bizarre if you come to think of it. However, just to kind of, again, not like I'm pro anything, I'm just like,
Yeah.
just kind of, get where the pendulum swings. If you think about it, realistically though, Wumi, even before the invasion of the Westerners into our shores and all of that Dark Age happened, within our own community, for example, at that time, it was very easy for you to see. So, for example, the Kingdom of Oyo could go in to conquer, for example, maybe the Kingdom of Abeokuta, for
Yes.
example. And if that happens, if Oyo, assumingly, this is just to assume, right? So, if Oyo conquers Abeokuta, for example, they sack the king there, and they kind of take ownership or
Yes.
get all of those people, and then make them, those, what those kind of people went through, like slaves and all of that stuff. So people would say slavery had always been within our domain, even before then. And if you watch movies like Spartacus and all those kind of movies as well, I think it was just what was happening generally at that time of age. What do you think about that? When people make the notion or assessment of, hey, slavery was also a thing amongst people of color at that time within themselves. What do
Which is true, it was, but I
you
think people need to exercise more empathy in what they are discussing. So Dahomey, Oyo Empire, and then I take over their people, and then we move from Dahomey to Oyo. Are we comparing this to being abducted by a race that, first of all, they hadn't even seen or encountered this race before. So these people are coming and are leaving them, are act after brutalizing them and dehumanizing them, leaving them in rooms where they're in a crouched position
That
for
sounds ironic.
3 months unending.
Crazy.
3 months unending. They're pooing there, they're peeing there, they're being raped there. And then after that, going through a strenuous journey of getting to the seaports. After that, you're put on a ship, of which now we know this was a ship. They had no idea. Before they embark on the ship, they're being forced to either take a concoction or being forced to walk around a tree so that some kind of jazz and disorientation takes place. They're being forced to rid themselves of their identity and swearing to the land that they will not come back.
It's a different
Are
ballgame.
we trying to compare these two experiences to each other? For me, it's unbelievable actually, because you make a very good point. People do make those comparisons to say, oh, but in there was slave trade. That, excuse me? You know what? Maybe I still had a chance to run away and go back home if it was within my land of
Within you,
Africa.
within your land.
If it was within the region, maybe I still had a, but this is happening. And so even when we're on the ship for months and months, people are getting sick. Men are being forced to stay at the bottom level, and then women are on top so that the enslavers, they have an opportunity to take the women, easier access, and rape them. The people who fall sick, throw them off board. Come on. And then they still get there, and they're still dehumanized even further, ripped off of their human rights, having to work for centuries. Like, this was over 300 years in another man's land, and you are serving your work. No, I can't even go on, but those experiences are not comparable at all. In my mind, when people make that comparison, I'm just like, what are you talking about?
Good point.
It's just like aliens coming now. Just imagine aliens come here, and then God forbid this kind of experience happens, and they're like, oh no, but the human race will also. Would you rather go there? No, thank you. I'd
End of
rather stay
story.
here. I
End of
would rather
story.
stay here. I don't know what they're gonna do to me there. And that's how it was. It was them not even seeing white people, and white people never even encountering, this race of people, or this particular tribe or ethnicity. Yeah, I don't get like making that comparison.
Thank you for your summary on that, though. So we'll switch it up a little bit now, Wumi. Just to kind of touch base to say, in what ways do you think social media is helping to reshape how people, especially the younger generation, view Black history?
It's been a game changer. A game changer providing access to information, especially now in these days where Black history is being ripped out of curriculums in school, which is just mind-blowing to me as to why.
Was going
Not
to
only
be my follow-up question as to what do you think about that happening, especially
it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Why are they not owning up to what their ancestors did? It's history. It happened. We're not blaming you. We're blaming your forefathers for what they did. But then I can't even point too far, because even in Nigeria, like
that's the
they're
point I
saying,
was asking. History is not being
history is
taught.
being it's not being taught. It's so silly to me. And that's why on TikTok I call myself a your Black history teacher. I don't care. I will be your Black History teacher. So for the younger generation, it's shifting a narrative from what was being traditionally taught in schools to a more inclusive, deep, and accurate portrayal of our history. So, TikTok and Instagram, it helps creators like me to reach a wider audience, a global audience. And it helps also to spark conversations that might not have happened otherwise. So you
Otherwise.
find people in diaspora, not even diaspora, you find African Americans being exposed to their history, and they're
The
like,
honest truth, yeah.
"What are you telling me? And why didn't I learn this in school?" Thank God for TikTok. So it's really empowering to see young people engage with history in real time, question what they've been taught, and just take ownership of that learning journey.
That's interesting. That's interesting. I'm glad that, with social media and, people like you doing what you do, people like you and people like you doing what you do, it's kind of getting people more sensitized about Black history and getting people to know, hey, this is what happened in the Dark Age and stuff like that. That's a great, some great work from you again. Appreciation from me to you as well, right? All right. Now, I know you mentioned that you do some of these trips. You go to most of these trips by yourself, self-paid. But of course, social media platforms, when people generate content that gets a lot of likes and a lot of reviews, there's also a tendency that you can make money out of it. What would you say, not to ask you specifically how much was being the maximum you've made, but have you gone to the bank smiling that, okay, well, I did this trip and then I made maybe times three of, what I spent on my trip? Has it happened before?
I'll be very honest with you. I have not monetized.
Okay. Now you see the look on my face. I'm like, okay. Now the question would be, what's stopping you from monetizing and why haven't you monetized?
It's a very touchy subject. It's a very I don't know. Something has been stopping me. Reason is I have been approached in the past by some people. But I do not align with their, I don't align with their philosophies or their core values.
Okay.
I'm not, I need to ensure that whoever I do partner with or whoever I do work with or get money from to support this is on the same page as me when it comes to history, because it's a disservice to suddenly just partner with an organization or a platform who has a history of the exact same thing I'm trying to.
You're trying to, you want to try to
Yes.
correct, right? Or try to.
I know there are ways to monetize. I don't go live on TikTok. And then going live is one way to monetize. I don't go live on
That's
TikTok.
great.
Once you have over 1,000 followers, you can go live and then make
Interesting.
money and people can donate to you. But that's not the that's not why I'm doing what I'm doing. Yes, it's I haven't felt it. Like I said, I am an empath. I go with what, the spirit leads. I haven't felt that from the people who have, with due respect to everybody who has reached out. It is an honor, but our core values don't align. I don't want to
That's interesting. So I just want to ask again, though, before your
do
trip to Badagry in
Yes.
2022 September, did you ever picture yourself going on on trips just to kind of find out about Black history? Did you ever think of it before your trip to Badagry in 20?
Yes, actually, I did. 2019, right before COVID hit. No, 2020, right before COVID hit. I have a nonprofit, and I did take a mission trip to Rwanda to
Okay.
explore more on the genocide that happened in 94.
Oh, in 1994,
Yes,
the Tutsi and the Utsi.
and the Hutu. Yes, so I did
Sorry.
do that, and also, based off of my father's occupation, we did travel a lot, and I noticed that everywhere we would go to in Africa, I was always interested in the history. My first stop would always be the museum, and
Interesting.
then to go to the old part of the town and find out about, So yes, I had to answer your question. Yes, actually, I have.
So
And also that
you have thought
trip,
of it, yeah.
yeah, I
But I
have
just,
regretted that trip too.
yeah, because I was just thinking, was it just the Badagry thing that kind of changed your mindset about it? Because what you're doing is huge, right? It's you're trying to set records straight, yeah, or at least get conversations going, at least get people to understand what might have happened to the ancestors. It's a huge journey, and I don't know, why haven't you gone live? Why do you keep spending from your personal savings just to make these trips without, making it like a win-win for you.
I mean, not to get like too deep or anything, but I get I'm okay. I feel like my name is Wumiye. That is my name. It means God will nurture me to life. So he's here. He's supporting everything I'm doing. This is a very deep calling for me. After I did it the first time and I saw how people had questions, it's a very deep calling for me. I'm not doing it for the monetary gain, one, but also it's that I have noticed that every time I travel and I spend money, I get that money back.
One way or the other.
One way or the other, I
Sure.
get that money back. I'm never in a loss. I'm never like a deficit. Never. Someone can just say, "Oh, hey, Womi, what's up? How are you? Here, $1,000." Nothing. No, nothing. Or a friend would just be like, "Oh, Womi, can you do this consulting for me? Blah 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 blah," and I get paid for it. I didn't see that money coming.
So you
It's
just
worth
kind of
the
offset
universe,
one way or the
you
other. The universe, God, whatever.
know.
Interesting. 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 It would be very unfair for me to move on to my next question before I ask you this one. I have to ask you, how do you balance your personal life, your work life, and your life on social media? Because that's like three different lives entirely. Your work life is definitely different from your personal life, and your personal life is different from the life that you live on social platform. I mean, social media platforms. When I checked TikTok at the last time I checked, it was this morning. You had over 13,000 followers on TikTok. How do you manage your, how do you manage all of that drama?
Okay, that's funny. For me, it's all the same.
Interesting.
My Instagram, your Instagram is usually very separate from your TikTok. So on my Instagram, I do more, life, just, lifestyle, and I do travel, but not really historical travel. My TikTok is historical travel,
Yeah,
and then
gotcha.
I have my
So
personal life.
Instagram is lifestyle. Like, okay, I'm
Yes.
flossing, I'm living La Vida
Yeah,
Loca.
I'm on the yacht somewhere in
Somewhere.
July. That's
I like
lifestyle.
that.
So my core is my mental health. Well, I'll be very that's my focus, my mental health. I started going on social media as an avenue to vent and just to be myself and just to be happy and do the things that I love. That's why I started Instagram, because I did start on Instagram. I did have a bigger following, not a huge, a bigger following earlier this year, but I took a little gap. And when I came back, I had lost over 3,000 followers. And I'm still
Oh
losing
my God.
followers till today.
Oh
Yes, that's what happens
my
when you're
God.
not consistent.
When you're not consistent, that's interesting.
Exactly. But I had to take that gap for my mental health again. I don't do anything at the expense of me being happy.
Of course.
So whatever I post on social media, like on Instagram, is what I want to share with the world.
The world.
My TikTok is my passion. That's what I want to share with historical travel. And then my work, I organize my time off work. And they know that, okay, Wobby likes traveling. She's going to maximize her time off work, but nothing's at the expense of anything
Of
else.
anything. So you're able to have like a great balance. And I like what you've just said about what your Instagram is. That's lifestyle. Welcome to my, I mean, to your world. Like in your words, it would be like, welcome to the Womie world. This is how I live, this is how I floss and stuff like that. But on TikTok, it's your passion. So you kind of like separate both. And then of course you still deliver on your work and all of that stuff, which is really, really
I
nice.
recorded, I share like, my life, like with on my podcast. I didn't tell you I have a podcast.
I didn't know that until now, but it's okay. Bring it on. Bring it on. You've got so many
Life
stuff to
with
speak. Like, interesting.
Womie.
Interesting. Nice.
So there's a good balance, a healthy balance.
What's your podcast about? And what do you where do you post your videos of your podcast on? What platform?
Spotify
On
and
Spotify. Oh, wow.
something
Nice. What do
else.
you do on your
Life
podcast?
and Womie, I just talk about my life and things that have happened because people usually relate to it very closely. So
That's interesting. I'll set out for that. I'll set out for that just to kind of hear, some of the things that might have happened to you, the things going on in your life. And if you feel only if you feel comfortable answering this question, I'm going to ask you just because I saw it online. So I'm not going to pretend like I'm just going to ask you. Online on your account, so you posted it, right? So you posted something around, I think very recently, you said something along the lines that you were going to get married in January. And sorry, you were supposed to get back in January. You were thinking you're going to get married in June of the year. And then you kind of
Discovered
broke up.
that he was a demon.
Yeah. You said, in your words.
In my words,
In your words. Do you want to elaborate on that a little bit? Or that is that a summary? Is that summary good enough for your
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, honestly, like I said before, my mental health is the most important. I choose me all the time, and I feel like as a Christian, that's what God has told us to do. When I found out that he was not supportive, he was not who he said he was. He was a version of what I wanted, and he was pretending throughout, and he was asking multiple people to marry him. And it wasn't just me.
That's weird.
So that's why I even took that time off of social
Oh
media.
yeah,
And this person is like also an influencer on like a multi-million, like he has like over 3 million followers
followers.
across
So that
YouTube.
it's got a huge followership. So apparently
Very
you
big
have something
following.
going on in terms of connection as it concerns, influencing
That's
people's.
what, I thought, oh, we have like a shared thing, and he also travels, but he was just a demon and very manipulative. So I mean, to that I'll just say always just choose yourself and don't look back on it. And that's what I did, and I have zero regrets.
Interesting. I like the fact that, right now you have zero regrets, and of course that, you're working on yourself, you're taking your mental health as priority. I know you probably work out a lot, so that kind of also helps reduce reduce stress levels in you, and I think you're doing amazing at what you're doing. And I know for sure if you still want to go that route of getting married, because again, marriage might not be for everybody. That's my opinion, but if you want to go that line, I'm pretty sure that somebody's knocking, or somebody will come knocking very shortly, and that of course you will see the person. Hopefully, sooner than we all think, and we all want to come in, we act bad and all of that stuff. Yeah. So before we wrap up, we just have a couple of minutes to go. I just want to ask you, what advice would you give aspiring content creators who want to explore educational topics like Black History?
Honestly, just stay true to your passion and your purpose. If you don't know what that is, just think of what makes you happy and what you do easily that other people struggle with. I can sit down here and make a video like right now. It comes very easily to me, and I thought
Interesting.
everybody could do that until I made a video for a business and they were like, "What?" And she was like, "You're not charging me." I'm like, "I just did this in like 10 minutes. It comes very easy to me."
Come natural, so yeah.
But just research thoroughly, be respectful of the stories you're telling, because if you're going into Black history, for example, just always strive for accuracy. Stay consistent, because consistency is key. And it's also key to building a community of like-minded individuals who support your work. So like the gap that I took has definitely been showing like repercussions and consequences, because like my last video I barely got 1,000 views on it, but
Which is
hey,
around
it's
like,
gone for like 5 months. So again, for educational content, don't be afraid to tackle difficult topics, and remember that every piece of content you create is a step forward to reshaping the narrative and educating the next generation. You're not doing it for today, you're doing it for tomorrow, because we're losing touch of our history. We're losing touch of who we are. So don't be afraid of tackling those difficult subjects. Talk about it. If you have that earning, do your research, be accurate, and be respectful. And follow
Great,
your.
great, great stuff. So, in summary, follow your passion, be consistent, don't be scared to tackle those topics, and then of course the sky will be your limit. That's to aspiring content creators going to look at topical issues like Black history. In 20 seconds, Wami, in 20 seconds, did you learn how to be a content creator? Did you do some courses. I've seen you talk, like when you your lifestyle. I saw a video of you on Instagram. I've seen a few videos on TikTok. You have a very nice intonation. You have a very nice diction. Sorry, yeah, diction, I would say, when you speak. How were you able to learn all of that within the last 2 years? 20 seconds only, please.
I'm still learning. I'm still learning. I learn every day. I wouldn't really call myself an established content creator because I'm still learning. So I do research. I look at people's delivery methods. I look at how they curate and put together their videos to make something so beautiful. So it's always a learning curve. It's a long learning journey. So yeah, I'm still learning. That's all I can say.
Interesting. Thank you so much, Womi Ojo. It's been an insightful about 40 minutes with you. Like I said, in my personal opinion, you're like the biggest content creator that I know on past times. And I want to say thank you for sharing a seat with me on the Debotaro talk show. Any
Thank you so
last parting
much for
words?
having me. I'm just so honored. I'm so excited for this new platform of yours, and I wish you all the best. And when you blow, please don't forget us. Don't forget
Okay. Thank you so much.
us,
Thank you
please.
again, Wobi, for your time. It's been a pleasure being with you on the Debatai talk.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
The least I could do. Cheers. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. You too. All
Cheers. Thank you.
right. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, folks. And that was Wobi Ojo on the Debatai talk show. Cheers and bye for now.